1F Exercises 3 and 5, page 14.
Today, my guest is Tom Barrow, a tour operator in Thailand, who is going to be telling us a bit about the sad case of Maya Beach. So, Tom, tell us exactly what Maya Beach is.
Maya Beach is the iconic beach made famous by the movie The Beach, released in the year 2000. For any listeners who don't know the movie, it stars Hollywood actor Leonardo DiCaprio as one of a group of backpackers in search of an idyllic, untouched beach.
And where exactly is Maya Beach? On the mainland or an island?
It's on the tiny island of Ka Phi Phi Le, which you can reach by boat from the much larger island of Phuket. Phuket has an airport and attracts over 9 million tourists a year. Ka Phi Phi Le, on the other hand, is tiny, with a total area of just 6.6 square kilometres.
So, what happened after the movie?
Well, imagine. The movie is so beautifully shot with such a wonderful storyline that it put Maya Bay on many people's places to visit before I die list. Tourism boomed as a result. In peak season, the beach can get up to 5,000 day trippers every day, ferried to the bay by over 200 boats which anchor there. Both the tourists and the boats have negative impacts on the environment.
What do you mean?
Well, imagine dreaming of arriving at the idyllic beach shown in the film, but as you do, you see thousands of other visitors already ashore, picnicking and taking selfies. It's hardly the untouched paradise of your dreams, is it? What's even worse is that the crowds are inevitably accompanied by plastic packaging and bottles, which you'll see floating in the sea at various points along the beach.
Horrible. And the boats?
Like the plastic rubbish, the boats are harming the wildlife. Sadly, the huge amount of boat traffic is damaging the delicate coral ecosystems of the bay.
Has the government done anything about these problems?
Actually, it has. It closed the beach between 2018 and 2022 to allow for major recovery work to be carried out. During this time, it did plant new coral reefs, as well as additional trees to help prevent erosion.
I suppose the pandemic helped in the process, right?
Yes, it was a quiet period for tourism, so there were no passenger boats and far fewer day trippers to deal with.
So, is there a term to describe the reaction to films like The Beach?
There is. When people travel to a film's location to see it for themselves and relive their favourite scenes from a movie, we call this film tourism. I think The Beach is the ultimate example of this. Perhaps the only two other films that have inspired so many people to visit places are Harry Potter, Alnwick Castle in England, and The Lord of the Rings, filmed in New Zealand.
So how big an impact can film tourism have?
It can be huge. In the case of The Lord of the Rings, 6% of visitors claim that without the motivation of wanting to see the film locations, they would not have come to New Zealand.
Do you think the makers of The Beach could have predicted the harmful impact of the movie?
No, not really. I don't think you can say, you can't make a movie here because too many people will come and spoil the place. But I do think filmmakers have a responsibility to the places they film in and should perhaps give a percentage of film profits to help preserve them.